With 8 light stations, all more than 100 years old, the Apostle Islands is known for its historic buildings, sea caves, and sandy beaches. The latter comes free, courtesy of Mother Nature, but Park Superintendent Bob Krumenacher says the rest costs money for upkeep. So they'll hold public meetings in August to talk about the park's general management plan.
The worst case scenario is that we mothball one or more lighthouses and say, you know, we're going to shut this place down in order, ironically, to preserve it. The best case scenario would be that we are committed to an increased level of restoration, maintenance, and visitor services, but of course that comes with a hefty price tag.
The price tag is indeed hefty. The Raspberry Island Lighthouse is undergoing a multi-million dollar renovation now. So Krumenacher says this plan has to be realistic for other lighthouses, fishing camps, and old cabins.
Some of them have historically significant buildings. Quite a few of them do. We need to really start thinking about what is the long-term future of these places. Are they to be preserved? What kind of visitor use? Who's going to pay for that?
The management plan will also address trails and campsite facilities. The meeting dates haven't been set yet, but will be held in several areas in August. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.